Guys, before we go on to any more music, Tehran Financial Radio 104.9 FM, and we have a very special guest on the air with us right now. And as you know, every Thursday we have Mr. Rauf Bajaria between 5:10 and 5:20, and he talks about the tax world. So, Rauf ji, you are on the air right now, and a very good evening to you.
Thank you, Weber. I want to say hello to you and hello to our Financia listeners. Also, before we get into any questions and answers, I'm sorry I forgot to mention last week I was planning to. One of our listeners had sent me an email to our FunAsia listeners at excellenttax.com that due to some problem with his radio, whatnot, he was not able to listen to part of the program and wanted to know if there was a way he could go back and listen to it. First of all, what I try to do is do my very best to bring clarity on all my communications on the airways, for which a lot of you, of course, have applauded me for that. For those FunAsia listeners that have missed my programs and want to listen to it, simply go to my website at excellenttax.com. And you can always listen to my weekly programs in its entirety if you like to do that.
All right, wonderful. And what are the tax headlines for the week ending December 20th?
For starters, it is a release from the IRS dealing with the start of the 2014 tax season is going to open on January 31st. According to a report released by the Internal Revenue Service yesterday, that the filing season will open on the 31st, and anyone that wants to get their refunds as quickly as possible, they are highly recommending those people to please e-file their returns. In this way, they will get their refunds faster. And so the new opening date for individuals to file their 2013 tax returns will allow the IRS adequate time to program and test its tax processing systems. The annual process for updating IRS systems saw significant delays in October following the 16-day federal government shutdown. According to the IRS, many software companies are expected to begin accepting tax returns in January and hold those returns until the IRS systems opens up on January 31st, and more details, IRS says, they will be sending out in the near future. And the IRS cautioned that it will not process any tax returns before January 31st, so there is no advantage to filing a paper return before the opening date. Taxpayers will receive their refunds much faster, of course, if they e-file their returns with the direct deposit option. That is one headline. The other one is IRS is seeking help from a lot of tax preparers to get the word out that the IRS is trying to release those undelivered checks to the taxpayers, and, you know, they're wanting help. So people who were supposed to get a refund in the mail as expected and believe their refund check may have been returned to the IRS should use the Where is My Refund tool on IRS.gov. Taxpayers can access a telephone version of Where's My Refund also by calling 1-800-829-1954 also. There's a note that I want to bring up to our FunAsia listeners is taxpayers should be aware that when a refund is undelivered for one whole year and then the taxpayer files a subsequent year's tax return, the refund will be applied to any balance due on the subsequent year return, or if there is a refund, it will be added to any refund owed to the taxpayer and delivered to the taxpayer per the instructions on the newly filed return.
All right, that's great. Now, let's talk about Obamacare and how it impacts our financial listeners.
Yes, this is a hot button that is ongoing right now, especially the fact is that Obamacare and how it impacts our Fund Asia listeners is we're about a little more than 72 hours removed from the December 23rd deadline, which is this coming Monday, to enroll for Obamacare health insurance, which kicks off on January 1st, 2014. Obamacare, as we know, which is the Affordable Care Act, the ACA, which was signed into law on March 23rd, 2010, and upheld by the Supreme Court of the land on June 28, 2012. According to the Obamacare, what Obamacare is trying to do is it does not want to regulate your health care. It just simply wants to regulate the health insurance. Of course, Obamacare offers a number of new benefits, rights, and protections, Webb, including provisions that let young adults stay on the plan until age 26, which has been a big hitter with a lot of people, including a lot of my clients. Stop insurance companies from dropping you when you are sick. Of course, they should not be doing that. Also, prevent against gender discrimination. Stop insurance companies from making unjustified rate hikes. Do away with lifetime and annual limits. And, of course, give you the right to a rapid appeal of insurance company decisions. And, of course, expand coverage to tens of millions of people. And also a big hitter is and require all insurers to cover people with pre-existing conditions. Obamacare's new benefits, rights, and protections also include the requirement that all non-grandfathered health insurance plans cover preventive services and provide new essential health benefits. And these preventive care services are very important, like annual checkups, counseling, and screenings at no out-of-pocket cost. Also, the Obamacare plans are what they are called, like metal plans. But before I get into it, I want to bring one important factor for our Fund Asia listeners, which is people making less than $45,960 as individual or $94,200 as a family of four may be eligible for free or low-cost health insurance due to cost assistance like tax credits that reduce premium cost and cost-sharing subsidies that lower co-pays and co-insurance, etc. These plans, which are called the metal plans, are that have come out, and the reason they are called metal plans is that they are the bronze, the silver, the gold, and platinum health insurance plan. These qualified health insurance plans represent four tiers of coverage and sometimes are referred to as metal plans due to the quality that they correspond to. So, for example, a gold plan may be superior to a bronze plan. So anyone looking into what types of health insurance plans are available to them should make sure to fill out the marketplace application prior to December 23rd.
All right, Ravji, that brings us to the end of the segment here. Of course, excellenttax.com, excellentax.com. We'll get the contact numbers for you guys and all the information. I want to thank you once again for stopping by.
Thank you so much, Evan.
Thank you. I'll be right back, guys. Keep listening.